It's Friday, March 1st, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Names released in Wednesday's fatal crash. Triple County supervisors vote no confidence in Sheriff Travis Hakes, a Cadott man sentenced to 10 years for an internet child sex crime, and out-of-state bow and crossbow hunting licenses increase in price. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The driver killed in a crash Wednesday on Highway 8 east of Cameron has been named. The State Patrol said 69-year-old Gene E. Hanak of Winter was killed. Another driver, 52-year-old Andrew D. Atkinson of Hudson, was not injured. Hanak was driving east on Highway 8 near Barron County Highway M when his SUV lost control and collided head-on with Atkinson's semi-tractor trailer on Wednesday morning. A no-confidence vote against a Western Wisconsin sheriff. Raymond Newport tells us more.
The Chippewa County Board has released its final investigative report on Sheriff Travis Hakes. The 600-page document cites, quote, substantial evidence of dishonesty and follows a 19-to-1 vote earlier this month.
The Chippewa County Board of Supervisors has no confidence in Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes' continued leadership of the Chippewa County Sheriff's Department.
The investigation began following sexual misconduct allegations against Hakes. The report claims Hakes has a, quote, long history of not being credible. The district attorney's office will have to decide to take any further action. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Cadott man will serve 10 years in prison for trying to entice who he thought was a juvenile girl. Court records said 38-year-old Troy T.L. Woodford will serve 10 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision after pleading guilty to felony child enticement sexual contact, with conditions to register as a sex offender during that time and to have no access to the internet. Several related charges were dropped. Washburn County Sheriff Dennis Stewart said Woodford was under investigation in 2021 when he reached out to what he thought was an underage girl, but was actually a Sheriff's Department investigator operating an undercover online account. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that raises the cost for bow and crossbow deer hunting licenses for out-of-state residents. The Republican-authored measure raises the cost of the licenses by an additional $35 to $200. The State Department of Natural Resources estimates the increase will generate an additional $543,200 annually for the state's Fish and Wildlife account. The DNR has projected that dwindling license sale revenue will leave the account with a nearly $16 million deficit heading into the next state budget. Evers signed the bill privately on Thursday. Vice President Kamala Harris will return to the swing state of Wisconsin next week for an event touting worker apprenticeship programs. The White House announced the visit on Thursday. The trip to Madison will mark her 6th trip to the state as vice president and her 2nd this year. She was in Waukesha in January for an abortion rights rally. Wisconsin is one of just a handful of battleground states in the presidential election. President Joe Biden won it in 2020 by less than 1 percentage point, and both sides are making it a target again this year. A shirtless candidate for U.S. Senate broke through the ice of a Madison lake hoping to pour cold water on any notion that he's a soft Californian and not a hardy Wisconsinite. And then in a video posted on Thursday on X, formerly Twitter, Eric Hovde challenged his Democratic challenger, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, to take a cold plunge as well. The multimillionaire Republican Hovde is trying to combat attacks from Baldwin and Democrats that say he's more of a Golden State than a Dairy State. Hovde was born and raised in Wisconsin, but also owns a $7 million estate in Laguna Beach, California, and a California bank. Democrats responded by saying that the challenge won't stop them from talking about his California connections. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.